USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The Senate trial of former President Donald Trump ended in acquittal, falling 10 votes shy of the number needed to convict.
The process they used was an affront to rule of law. He's the first president to ever be impeached without a lawyer, without a witness, without our ability to confront those against him, and the trial record was a complete joke, hearsay upon hearsay, and we've opened Pandora's box to future presidents.
Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News Sunday also accused Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of hurting the party in the 2022 elections by blasting Trump, saying it would be used against them in campaign ads. Freezing rain has left roads, power lines, and trees coated in ice in the Pacific Northwest.
Ice storm warning is impacting both the greater Portland metro area and the greater Vancouver area.
David Bishop at the National Weather Service, more than 270,000 people have been without power. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Despite a request for a delay, the trial for the officer charged with killing George Floyd will go on as scheduled.
The Minnesota Court of Appeals won't intervene to delay the upcoming trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer that's charged in the murder death of George Floyd. State prosecutors had sought to delay the trial, which is scheduled to begin on March 8th. Prosecutors argued that the proceedings would create a public health risk due to the COVID-19 pandemic and asked the court to step in and delay the trial to summer. The court ruled that the prosecutors hadn't provided enough reasoning to merit its involvement and dismissed the appeals to delay. Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. The three other officers present at the time of Floyd's death are charged with two counts each of aiding and abetting and will be tried together in August. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Floyd died on May 25th, sparking mass protests nationwide. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 7.3 magnitude earthquake rattled northeastern Japan late Saturday. The quake set off a landslide on a highway, damaging buildings and high-speed rail lines and causing power blackouts. Three people were seriously injured. More than 140 others suffered mostly minor injuries, many of them by falling objects and cuts from broken glass. Many residents spent the night at evacuation centers in tents. Police in New York City say a homeless man with a history of mental illness was behind four unprovoked attacks on the subway system that left two people dead and two others wounded. 21-year-old Rigoberto Lopez was arrested on Saturday night after hundreds of police swarmed the area. He reportedly confessed to the murders on Sunday afternoon. The stabbings happened during a 14-hour period between Far Rockaway, Queens, and Upper Manhattan. All of the victims believed to be homeless themselves. A Super Bowl champion is trying his hand at something new. USA Radio's Dan Naranki.
A former NFL star will be taking the field this season, looking for victory in a completely different sport. Former New England Patriots wide receiver Chris Hogan won two Super Bowls with the Pats, but announced Saturday on Twitter that he'd signed with the Premier Lacrosse League and will be part of this year's draft. Hogan is no stranger to the lacrosse field, playing at Penn State before transferring to Monmouth University to play football. Hogan was an all-conference selection in his junior year with the Nittany Lions. He'll find out on March 25th which of the league's eight teams he'll play for.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.